理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicky. Well, today we continue with our lesson, A Big Break. We found out the Sunshine Singers were given a great opportunity to record one of their favorite songs, Life is a Gift.
They went to the studio, recorded the song, and then we looked a little bit at the lyrics. Now they're back in their practice room. Join us now on page 27, line 19, to see what they're up to.
A Big Break. The following week, Angus, Christina, and Rex are in their practice room. Steve and Andrea come in.
Hey, Steve. That was an amazing time at the studio on Saturday. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I was very impressed with the Living Sound Studio. It's a top-notch facility.
I told you everything would be fine. I can't wait to hear the demo.
Same here. How long do you think it will take before it's ready?
Probably a couple of weeks, but the demo will be worth waiting for.
Well, when we finally get it, let's throw a party, okay?
That's a marvelous idea. We can listen to our demo all night.
Can we have the party at your place, Steve and Angus?
Angus, what do you say?
Sure.
Remember, students, the Sunshine Singers were given this opportunity to record on a Saturday. This is the following week now. They're in this practice room when Steve and Andrea come in and join Rex, Angus, and Christina. Angus says, Hey, Steve, that was an amazing time at the studio on Saturday. So according to Angus, it was a great time, an amazing time, an exceptional time.
Remember, they were a little nervous going in there.There was a lot of pressure to sing well, to do well when they made their demo. Apparently, they did well because Angus feels good about it. He says it was an amazing time.
And he thanks Steve for helping out. He says, thanks so much. Remember, Steve was the one that had met this guy and had worked all the details out so they could be given this opportunity. Well, Christina says, yeah, I was very impressed with the Living Sound Studio. It's a top-notch facility. So she was very impressed. When we say something is top-notch, it's very exceptional. It's very good. Top, of course, we know to be the head of something, right, at the very top of something. What about notch?
Well, a notch might be a mark that's on a scale. So if it's top notch, it's the highest or one of the highest places on a scale. So Christina thinks on a scale of 1 to 10, for example, this place could be a 9 or a 10.
Right. It's top notch. It's a very good facility. It's a great studio to record in. There are a lot of studios out there that are probably not top notch. They're not maybe run in a professional manner, and maybe the construction of it is not designed very well. But this studio is top notch.
Right. Maybe the equipment is old. It hasn't been updated. In a top notch facility, in a top notch recording studio,things would be clean, up to date, very professional. Let's take a look at this phrase now in today's word skit.
Oh, there you are, Darlene. I have good news.
What good news, boss?
I just hired a new employee.
A new employee? But I thought...
Oh, he's going to be a good worker. He's really top-notch.
Top-notch, huh?
That's right. He's really skilled. He was the best in his class.
Okay.
Hey, he's really good at what he does. He's the best in the business. Top-notch.
Well, I guess that's good.
Good? That's great. What this company needs is a top-notch employee. And He starts on Monday.
Well, exactly what abilities does this worker have? Why is he so good? What does he do?
I don't know, but he's top notch.
Well, I think not only Christina, but everyone is impressed with the fact that this was a top-notch studio. I don't think that they really knew that or even thought about that maybe when they first were given this opportunity. They were just excited to be able to record in a real studio.
Right. Steve says, I told you everything would be fine. So Steve said, hey, I see. I said it would be great, and it was great. I can't wait to hear the demo. Remember, the word demo is short for demonstration, and that's why they went into the studio to record a demo, which is a sample of music that they can then give to other people to hear.
Well, Andrea says, same here. Now, this is a funny expression, but it just means she agrees with Steve. She can't wait to hear the demo either. We might say ditto. I feel the same way as you do about this. So same here just means I feel the same way. She says, how long do you think it will take before it's ready? So she's anxious to hear the recording.
Okay, moving on to page 28. Steve says, probably a couple of weeks. Now that's kind of a long time for something to get ready like this. But remember, it's free, so they can't really complain about how long it takes. They have to do some mixing still. We would say they have to balance the sound, so it does take some time.
But notice Steve also says the demo, or it will be worth it. He says, but the demo will be worth waiting for. So sometimes good things like this, if they're really valuable or there's something that we really want, then it's worth waiting for, right?
Right. Angus says, well, when we finally get it, after a few weeks, let's throw a party, okay? So this is cause for celebration. This is their first demo. They did it in a recording studio, very professionally done. I think it calls for a party.
Okay. Here we use the expression to throw a party. When you throw a party, you simply put a party on or you host a party. So he's thinking this would be a good time, as you said, Steve, for a celebration. They've done something that they've always wanted to do. They've completed it, and so they should celebrate.
So Angus's idea is, let's have a party. Christina thinks that's a great idea. She says that's a marvelous idea, or that's a fantastic or great idea. We can listen to our demo all night. So apparently, they'll get it on CD, they'll put it in the CD player, and press the repeat button so that it just plays over and over.
Now, I don't know if she's being all that serious. Maybe she is. Maybe if you listen to it once or twice, that would be enough. But if you're doing something for the first time and this is going out for other people to listen to, you might want to listen to it several times to hear, did we do as well as we'd hoped we would? And maybe listen for some little minor things that you need to make some changes on.
You're right, Vicki. It's very exciting when you get your first recording, if you're a singer or a musician, or even if you're an actor and you see yourself on TV, it's very fun to listen to it or look at it over and over again. As you said, looking for things that you did well, maybe things that you could improve on.
Okay, so they may sit around all evening listening to the demo and talking about it. Rex says, can we have the party at your place, Steve and Angus? So we know that often they get together at Steve and Angus's place. It's a little larger. They have a good time there. So they want to know if they can have the party there. And Angus says, or Steve says to Angus, what do you say? Are you in agreement?
Okay, so Steve, by saying that, is indicating that he thinks it's okay. He wants to get Angus's permission and see if it's okay with him. So he says, what do you say? Angus says, sure. So they're going to have a celebration at their apartment.
Do you think they'll be satisfied with the demo?
I think so. If it takes 2 weeks for them to mix and balance the sounds, it'll sound professional. I think it'll be a good product.
I think what's amazing is what they can actually do in studios. You know, they can sometimes take people who don't even sound great and make them sound much, much better, right?
Right.
So I think that this group, they do sound good. By going into a professional studio, they'll sound even better.
I think you're right, Vicki. Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the second half of our lesson. Please don't go away.
True or false? The word demo is short for Democrat. True or false? The word demo is short for Democrat. False. Demo is short for demonstration. A demo is a sample of what someone or something can do. Can you sing? Can you dance? Can you speak English? How about a demo?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We've been learning about the Sunshine Singers and a big break that they've been given to record one of their favorite songs in a studio. Now they're waiting for the demo to come out, and they are excited.
They should be excited. Going into a studio to record a demo could be a turning point for them. They can then give the demo to people. Maybe the people would like it, and they would ask them to come sing.
Well, who will they give this demo to? We're going to find out in just a moment. Join us on page 30 in the left-hand column and line 11.
A big break.
Who are you going to send copies of the demo to?
Our parents, naturally.
Of course, Angus. Anyone else?
Actually, there are lots of possible venues for our performances. Schools, churches, hospitals.
Wherever our music can help people, that's where we want to go.
The demo will help show others who we are and what our music is all about.
Here's an idea. Maybe you should send some copies overseas.
That's a neat idea, Andrea.
You know, I dreamed once that I was singing on stage overseas.
Maybe that dream will come true, Rex.
With some hard work, maybe it will. Come on, it's time to start our practice.
Well, Steve is very curious. He wants to know who they are going to send copies of the demo out to. So he asks them, who are you going to give the copies to? And Angus says, well, our parents, naturally.
As would be expected, of course you would send them to your parents. In fact, you would send it to probably everybody you know, all of your friends, your relatives, even people that you don't know. You want to give your demo out to people so that they can hear what you can do.
So when you see this word naturally in this kind of sense, it's just talking about, of course our parents. It's logical. There's no doubt about it. They would be the ones that we would send our demo to. Well, Steve says, of course, Angus. Anyone else? So Steve knows that, of course, you would be wanting your parents to hear the demo first. Most people would. But there are other people you want to get the demo out to if you want your career to take off.
That's right. Obviously, you would give them to your parents. You would want your parents to hear you sing. And Angus says, actually, there are lots of possible venues for our performances. Schools, churches, hospitals. So Angus is making a list of places that maybe they can sing in the future.
Right. They've already talked about this, actually, in the past. They talked about some of the places that they might go to. Now, here we mention this word venues again. It's just a place where something would take place, a performance of some kind. And he mentions schools, churches, and hospitals. Now, these are places where they think they can make a difference. And their music is the kind of music that is supposed to make a difference in people's lives.
Okay, so perhaps they will take their demo and send it to these hospitals, churches, or what's the third one?
Schools.
Schools. Mm-hmm. And then people at these places will hear the demo and then, as a result, invite the Sunshine Singers to join them. He says, Christina says, wherever our music can help people, that's where we want to go.
Okay. So this has been their goal. They've wanted to help people with their music. And so she says, wherever we can help people, that's where we will send the demo. Now, Rex goes on to say, the demo will help show others who we are and what our music is all about. Now, when he says who we are, what does he mean?
It means what our character is, what our attitude is. We are different from other people in a big way. Now listen, you're not going to make a lot of money if you perform in hospitals, churches, and schools. You're just not going to. But that doesn't matter to the Sunshine Singers because they're not about money. They're about helping people. That's what they're all about.
So he wants people to know who they are, what they stand for, what they believe, what their goals are, and what their music is about. Their music is about lifting people up, encouraging people, helping people to understand that life is important and valuable.
Right. Andrea says, here's an idea. Always the optimist, she says, maybe you should send some copies overseas. Maybe you should send a demo or lots of demos to different places overseas. That could increase your chances of singing and traveling.
You know, I think Andrea is thinking bigger maybe than the Sunshine Singers are. They're thinking locally. They're thinking about just some local places. But she's thinking bigger. She's thinking maybe they'll have greater opportunities if they get their music out there for people to hear.
Okay, they're going to need a lot of demos, it looks like, maybe hundreds of copies as they send them out in the mail to different people looking for new places to perform. Angus thinks that's a great idea. That's a neat idea, Andrea, singing overseas. I like that. And then Rex says, you know, I dreamed once that I was singing on stage overseas. This was actually a dream of Rex's.
You know, Rex has a lot of dreams. I think he wants to be a professional singer. He wants to be known by people. He thinks that he has the ability. He often focuses on the vocals. And he had this dream that he was singing on stage overseas, not just anywhere, but overseas.
Okay, this is a real dream, I think. Sometimes we use the word dream as this is my goal or this is my ambition. I think here, Rex's dream was actually a dream. As he was sleeping, he dreamed this, that he was singing on stage overseas.
Okay, and on stage simply means to be on a stage performing, not just standing on a stage, but up there performing. So he felt that probably there was going to be an opportunity someday for him. Maybe it was in the back of his mind that dream was there, and maybe that meant something.
Okay. Also on stage, Vicki, can mean that you're performing on stage in front of people, but it's different because there are parts of a stage that people can't see you. If you're in the audience, maybe to the right or the left or even behind certain curtains, you cannot be seen, even if you are on stage. So on stage means being out where people can see you while you're performing.
Okay, that's right. Well, Steve says maybe that dream will come true, Rex. So maybe someday you will be standing on a stage overseas singing to a large audience somewhere. Maybe that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Christina says with some hard work, maybe it will happen. Come on, it's time to start our practice. Christina is always the person who's trying to practice and be professional, mm-hmm. So she wants to redirect their attention now back to practicing.
Right, I think there's a place for dreaming, but there's also a place for hard work. If you really want to accomplish something, it takes a lot of practice. And I think Christina has the maturity. She knows that if they're going to do well and they're going to see their career take off, they're going to have to discipline themselves. They're going to have to work pretty hard.
And I think one way we see that successfully happening is when they went to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to practice extra hard before they went into the studio because they were prepared. They had practiced a lot, so they had prepared for that opportunity.
That's right. A lot of people want success overnight, but they're not willing to invest the time, the energy that it takes. It takes a lot of effort, and I think this group is starting to realize that if they want to do well, they're going to have to be disciplined. They're going to have to join together regularly, practice, and be serious. Well, Christina's pretty serious, and she's getting the group back together to practice. It's time for us now to visit the chat room, and then we'll review our lesson for today. Join us.
Welcome to the chat room. In today's lesson, we learned that there are lots of popular venues for the Sunshine Singers to perform.
Now, Rachel, I know that a venue is the scene of an event or action, but doesn't it have other meanings?
Yes. In law, a venue is the place where a crime is committed or where a trial is held.
So we could say that the venue for the trial was the courtroom.
That's right. Now, a venue can also be the place of a meeting or a large gathering. In the music industry, venue is used to refer to concert sites, like a concert hall.
What about sporting events?
Venues for sporting events usually take place in a building or in a stadium. So we could say, The Athens Olympic Stadium was the venue for the 2004 Games.
Venue 其实就是 a meeting place, 一个集合地点，一个集合的会场。一个音乐会的 venue 有可能是一个 concert hall, 音乐厅。一场球赛的 venue 可能是在一个 stadium, 体育场。Now I know that convention centers are also popular venues.
That's right. Convention centers are large public buildings that can accommodate several thousand people. Convention centers often host events like trade shows, exhibitions, or conferences.
Have you ever been to an exhibition in a convention center?
Yes, I have. In fact, I've attended several exhibitions at the Taipei International Convention Center. And that's a great venue for concerts, too. Hey, maybe the Sunshine Singers will perform there someday.
Now that would be great. Convention Center, 中文翻译成会议中心，指的是大型的会议，像代表大会或者政党的大会所用的大型的会场。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天第一个重点我们看 top notch 这个形容词。notch 在这里是指水准或等级。所以 top notch 就是指顶级的或者是一流的。例如 ,the company is willing to pay a lot to hire top notch staff. 公司愿意付高薪聘用最优秀的员工。或者是 ,the restaurant is famous for their top notch service.这家餐厅以一流的服务而闻名。接下来我们看的是 throw a party 这个成语。throw 本来是指扔或丢这个动作，但是 throw a party 是指举办派对，是一个比较口语的用法。注意 throw 的过去式是 threw， 过去分词是 thrown。例如 ，Frances threw a party last Saturday to welcome her brother home。Frances 上周六办了个派对。欢迎他的弟弟回家。最后我们看 naturally 这个副词。naturally 是从 natural 自然的这个形容词衍生出来的。在这里的意思是指想当然而或者是不用说，常常用来加强语气。例如 Do you think Chelsea will take that position? Naturally, 你认为 Chelsea 会接受那个职位吗？那当然咯。naturally 也指自然地。例如He spoke naturally and easily during the presentation. 他在简报的时候说话态度自然又轻松。And is it time to go to the word bank? Naturally.
Top notch. I love watching Henry play basketball. He's a top-notch player. Throw a party. On Jenny's 18th birthday...Her parents threw a party for her. Naturally. Children naturally have more energy than their grandparents. On stage. Marie doesn't want to sing at the concert. She hates performing on stage.
A big break. The following week, Angus, Christina, and Rex are in their practice room. Steve and Andrea come in.
Hey, Steve. That was an amazing time at the studio on Saturday.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, I was very impressed with the Living Sound Studio. It's a top-notch facility.
I told you everything would be fine. I can't wait to hear the demo.
Same here. How long do you think it will take before it's ready?
Probably a couple of weeks, but the demo will be worth waiting for.
Well, when we finally get it, let's throw a party, okay?
That's a marvelous idea. We can listen to our demo all night.
Can we have the party at your place, Steve and Angus?
Angus, what do you say?
Sure.
Who are you going to send copies of the demo to?
Our parents, naturally.
Of course, Angus. Anyone else?
Actually, there are lots of possible venues for our performances. Schools, churches, hospitals.
Wherever our music can help people, that's where we want to go.
The demo will help show others who we are and what our music is all about.
Here's an idea. Maybe you should send some copies overseas.
That's a neat idea, Andrea.
You know, I dreamed once that I was singing on stage overseas.
Maybe that dream will come true, Rex.
With some hard work, maybe it will. Come on, it's time to start our practice.
Well, Vicky, going into a studio, creating a demo, traveling overseas with people, that takes some commitment.
It certainly does, and I know that they've already struggled a little bit with time commitment, and also they've struggled relationally. I'm not sure if this is going to be easy for them. If they succeed at this, they're going to have to be committed to this as well.
They will. I think they're going to encounter some more difficulties. Join us next month for another episode of The Sunshine Singers. Until then, thanks for joining us here at Studio Classroom Online. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.